water.
One part Stevie B.
Your brother Steven is my favorite Baldwin brother.
One part KMC.
Found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
Now, on the BMX Radio Network, it's Baldwin McCullough Radio. Talking about the dilemmas of life no one else will. And trying to make sense of it all.
3 months ago, the president promised to pull us out. You here today are that hope and change to America. 3 days later, Mr. President, here we are!
Stephen Baldwin and Kevin McCullough.
Live tonight from Snow Central, USA. We're glad you're with us in the underground bunker of the extreme media, safe but wet and cold. 4 p.m. this afternoon. Ivan, Jackie, ask me what's significant about 4 p.m. this afternoon. Go ahead, ask.
What's significant?
That's what time I was able to get out of my house. See, we have these people. When it's just a little bit of snow, I can like, and it's all gone. But, you know, when you have 13 and a half inches, you know, and my son who moved out and took with him all of the snow shovels, then I'm kind of up a creek. And so I called the guys that cut the grass, and I said, you guys do snow removal? Goes, yeah. And I called him like 2 days ago. Said, okay, please make sure our name is on the list. For this afternoon, after, you know, being housebound most of the day yesterday and today. But anyway, glad to be able to be here. The driveway is clear. There is a path from the door to the car. I might even make it to church tomorrow, which will be helpful for the pastor to understand, given that I have some responsibilities in the morning services. Anyway, welcome to Saturday night. Okay, a couple of things that Stephen Baldwin and Kevin McCullough wanted to talk to you about. But as I'm looking at the headlines and as I see the stuff on the news, you know, my heart goes out to those in Southern California, as you must be living in just abject fear right now. Hey, hold it down back there. We're doing a radio show. Yeah, we had somebody just like randomly walk into the building. See, that's what it is. It's crazy time. And the guy that has left with all this arsenal and all these bullets, and he's killed, and we just got word today that the woman that he killed, the very first person that he killed, actually one of our friends in Southern California knew that girl, played on the same basketball team as that girl did. So my heart goes out for those that are living in fear tonight in Southern California. It's got to feel a little bit like what happened in Washington, D.C., When you remember the random shooters that were going on at gas stations, the grown guy and he had the little kid and they were just popping off people that were filling up their cars with gas. I mean, talk about fear. That's what Southern California feels like right now. They don't know where this guy is. They can't find him. They've chased him up into the mountains. And it's kind of interesting because it leads into a story that Stephen wanted to talk about tonight. And I don't know where he is. I'm hoping that he's somehow dug his way out to the universe as well. But he wanted to discuss tonight the report that was put up yesterday that said that Homeland Security, on a semi-private website, a solicitation by the Homeland Security is asking to buy 26 million rounds of ammunition. It's seeking to purchase these from a small business, although this might seem like a lot, says the Blaze website. Sources say it is not out of the ordinary. The website FedBid, DHS's Federal Law Enforcement Training Center in New Mexico, is putting out a call for training ammunition through competitive bids, which have to be at least $10, according to the Post, but the breakdown of what they want, blah, blah, blah. I'm not going to bore you with all the specifics. But Homeland Security trying to buy an additional 26.1 million rounds of ammo. And I don't fully understand why. The Federal Law Enforcement Training Center in New Mexico includes programs for Border Patrol, TSA, and Indian Affairs. Well, how much ammo do they need to train Border Patrol, TSA agents, who I don't even believe are armed, and Indian Affairs? There's some specialized programs like firearms instructor training and defensive tactics instructor training program that are also housed at that facility. Now, you may remember, this follows on the heels of the federal government trying to buy, I think it was in excess of 45 million rounds in December. Or somewhere, I don't have the exact facts, somewhere near the end of last year. And I saw everybody saying, oh, why is the government buying 45 million rounds of ammo? And here's Kevin McCullough going, well, you know, the government has a right to buy ammunition. And then I realized that none of this ammo is being bought for the military. What possible need is there for the federal government to have an excess of 60 million rounds of ammo, and then for them to complain about the Denver shooter who had purchased 6,000 rounds, and everybody thought that was nuts? Can you explain this to me? 888-340-3373. But why? Do you think this is completely above board? Do you think that there's no hidden intent here at all? Or does it just so happen to be that in the midst of all of this discussion about gun control, does it just so happen to be that in the midst of all of this discussion about how to take guns away from law-abiding people, that we happen to have the government buying tens and tens and tens and tens and tens? How many is that? Four? Tens and tens and tens. 70 million rounds of ammunition. That is not going to be used by the military. Do you know how many rounds the TSA would have to fire per person to go through that much ammunition? And go through an airport, my friend. You don't see TSA agents carrying guns. They stand there with attitude. They fondle your privates. But they're not allowed to shoot you. So you've got, I don't know, between those two purchases alone, somewhere is close to 66 million rounds of ammunition. Now, the man who wanted to talk about this has finally been released from captivity. I believe the shooter in Southern California has had him held hostage in the San Bernardino Mountains until just moments ago.
Hi, how are you?
There's Stephen Baldwin.
66 million?
But, and I'm curious.
That ain't the number.
Well, 26 million this month.
Right.
But just before the end of the year, they bought an additional 40-something million.
Okay, well, yes. And the information I discussed with you prior to the program was that, so where's the 2 billion?
No, 26 million.
No. No, no, no.
Two billion rounds of ammo?
Sir.
I don't know that number.
Sir.
Hold on.
Sir, I emailed you something that I pulled up, and I'll pull it up again in the next break. Apparently, Homeland Security.
Okay, hold on. You're right.
Homeland Security here in this country in the last 10 months has purchased 2 billion with a B, billion bullets.
You are correct.
In the last 10 months.
I stand corrected.
So my question is simply this, and we're going to talk about all these things tonight.
888-340-3373.
And listen, I want to start the show from my perspective on the right foot. I'm not here once again to turn around and start saying whatever about this administration and President Obama, this, that. But I have a question. Homeland Security bought 2 billion bullets in the last 10 months. I just want to know this, folks. Will President Obama be firing all those bullets with a 10-round clip? I got to know. Will the president be firing 10 billion bullets acquired in the last 10 months and just be using a clip that holds 10 rounds?
And of course, you can answer that question. 888-340-3373.
And I'm being sarcastic to make this point, Kevin.
Okay.
Here is President Obama, who ran in his first term, saying, we're going to stop the war, enough with the war, too much war, America isn't the world's police, blah, blah, blah. He did 400 drone missions in his first four years.
This doesn't have anything to do with bullets.
Well, hold on a second. But if this administration claims to be the anti-bully, macho, warmonger government, what are they doing with 2 billion bullets and all these crazy drone activity?
And again, just to be clear, this is 2 billion bullets that are not under the control of the military.
Correct.
So you kind of go, well, if it's the Army, hey, you know, the Army shoots guns. That's what they're supposed to do. Taking your calls right now, 888-340-3373. Stay with us.
As the world's largest Christian university, Liberty University prepares students to succeed in the global marketplace. Liberty's faculty recognizes the principles that made America great, and they challenge students to defend those principles, maybe even changing the course of the future in the process. With nearly 100,000 resident and online students around the world, Liberty is equipping the next generation to impact the world. To learn more about Liberty, visit liberty.edu/champions or call 855-261-3235. Attention business owners or anyone else trying to succeed in the tough economy in the new year. How would you like to tell more people than you've ever imagined about your business? There's a brand new website you must know about. It's called Prosper2013.com. You want to make a difference in the new year in a tough economy? You've got to become an engager. And you can only become one by going to Prosper2013.com. That's Prosper2013.com.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. February 8th, 2013. Gold opened this morning at 1670.40. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1711.97, $855.98 for a half ounce, or $427.99 for a quarter ounce. That's $1711.97, $855.98, and $427.99.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Fall in love. With food storage savings this February at BePrepared.com. Going on now, BePrepared.com saves you over $300 with a premium 1,600 one-year supply, including 126 cans of freeze-dried and dehydrated food. Or get the new gourmet 14-day food supply with a full 2,000 calories per day with pre-planned menu. Stroganoff and noodles are 20% off with purchase of six or more. Mountain House pork chops are back in stock at 34% off. Pack your own low-moisture foods with our new do-it-yourself Super Pail combo on sale at 22% off. Add to your preparedness with minor surgery kits at 15% off. And wool blended blankets are only $11.89. The February Fall in Love with Savings Sale ends February 28th at BePrepared.com. For contents and details, visit BePrepared.com or call 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
It's Saturday night. It's Baldwin McCullough Live, 888-340-3373. And we're talking bullets. And when I say bullets, I mean billions of bullets by Barack Obama. Okay, people? This is
this is the kinder, gentler Baldwin.
I was just going to say, you just took
Barack the word out of my... bashing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is,
cause, this is the tender, gentler.
Here's the scary thing I want to say about Stephen Baldwin and Barack Obama. Okay?
Tell me that you both co-starred in Threesome, I'm going to barf.
Well, that was back when he was Barry, but we're not going there. But anyway, all I want to say is, here on Baldwin McCullough, this is the kinder, gentler, because we've thrown in the towel, y'all.
Right.
Y'all.
It's the liberal states of America.
Y'all
then
voted homie back in, and...
You still can't call him homie.
Well, I do.
ABC News is going to rerun that story.
No, Barack Obama, the president.
You call him your homie.
He's my homie. I'm cool with that.
Okay.
So my point is simply this.
Turn that frown.
Now that he's
the other way around.
Now that he's been voted back in, we're done. We're like, cool. It's all good. Honestly, people, I want you, Stephen Baldwin talking to you. I pray for the president.
Praying for him before when you wanted him out of office.
Exactly. And what I don't understand
how good your prayers work.
We're not Baldwin McCullough is not here tonight to simply start doing, you know, whatever, blah, 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 conservative talk radio, obviousness, bashing the president. No, I'm done with that. Y'all voted for him. You're going to get what you voted for. You'll see. And to my point, Homeland Security, not the military. Home, listen to the words, homeland, your home, where you live, security, the new force internally that is going to keep our home safe.
Well, if you really want to get a picture of who they are, they're the people that fondle you and molest you at airports.
Something like that.
Yeah.
So those fondling folks have now purchased 2 billion bullets.
Is that billion with a B?
In the last 10 months. I really need anyone,
well,
someone,
can
anyone.
Can I tell you some more details about what they purchased?
Sure.
Okay.
The 7,000 semi-automatics?
Well, hold on. The first 1.6 billion. Okay.
Yeah. Bullets.
Do we even know how much? That would, like, fill this room.
No, but how many? Much more than this room, buddy.
Maybe this building.
But let me ask you
something. With bullets.
How many people are in America? What's the population?
There's 300 million, roughly. More than that, but just say round number
so
300
somebody,
million.
Jackie, Ivan, somebody divide 300 million into 2 billion bullets,
2 billion
please.
By 300 million.
How many bullets is that for each one of us? That's what I want to know.
It takes 70 bullets to kill each American.
I mean, it's just, this is insane. Can somebody call the program and tell me?
888-340-3373.
Why?
Okay, here's what they purchased, though. The first $1.6 billion, which is three-quarters of the $2 billion, are hollow point, 40 caliber hollow points.
Yeah, the one that you only need one to kill somebody anyway.
How big is a 40 caliber?
Oh, that's what I got, bro. I got a SIG 40. That's up from 9mm. It's between a...
That's like, what, that big?
It's a fatter bullet.
It's a fourth of an inch?
What were you talking? The whole bullet?
The wide, not long, but wide.
Because
bullets are really
three quarters.
The more damage they do is really based on how wide they are.
Inch wide.
2/3 of an inch.
Yeah, approximately. My guess.
That's a huge bullet. That's how wide it is, and then it's whatever long.
Right.
Holy cow.
But a 40 caliber bullet is not as long as a lot of bullets. It's a shorter bullet.
It doesn't need to be. Bullets are more dangerous the fatter they are, not the longer.
Right. Correct.
So here's the thing. This guy that's up at terrorizing Southern California right now, he's right. up in the San Bernardino Mountains somewhere.
Right.
They think he has several 50 caliber weapons with
him. Yeah, that's not good.
That's like army grade stuff.
No, 50 caliber is anti-aircraft.
That will take you apart.
50 caliber is, you know, when you see the president traveling and you see those SUVs behind him
with the big guns on them.
That's well, in the back of that SUV is four cat guys, which is counter assault tactics.
Right.
Okay, and the cat guys you don't mess with. I've met them, hung out with them, blah blah right. blah, blah blah. And what happens is they can open the back of that SUV and then 50 caliber Dashka anti-aircraft machine gun that can shoot down like a plane or a helicopter is what's in the back of that. That's 50 caliber.
All right, so here's what they bought. 1.6 billion rounds of 40 caliber, 165 grain. I don't know what that means.
It's hot.
165 grain.
It hurts.
Jacketed hollow point rounds.
Right.
That means they'll break through bulletproof vests.
No, I don't know about that. Depends on the vest.
Okay.
Depends on the vest.
But hollow points are designed to explode differently when they hit their target so that they actually cauliflower out.
Correct. Do more damage.
And take more damage. And it's already a 40 caliber to begin with.
Correct.
That's $1.6 billion of the purchase. Now they've also got, let's see, 10 million 9mm, also hollow points. And then they've got a request for another 1.6 million 9mm cartridge balls.
And this is all Homeland Security, right?
It's all, yeah, none of it is, it's all DHS. None of it has anything to do with the military. 888-340-3373. Question, what does it mean that Homeland Security is buying 2 billion hollow points? Oh, well, almost 2 billion.
Right.
Minus 1.6 million cartridge ball. I don't know what cartridge ball rounds look like.
I don't know either.
It's paintball, but made of lead, I guess. I don't
right.
know. But anyway, everything else are 9mm hollow points and 40 caliber hollow points of the 2 billion. So the majority, like 9/10 of the 2 billion are hollow point large rounds. Now, what does it say to you that they bought these rounds? We got time for a call before we go to our next break. Millie in Sarasota, Florida. Millie, are you listening to WTBN or WORL?
Oh, who knows? I just turned the radio on.
AM 660 or AM 970?
Probably. Say the two again.
660?
660.
All right. Out of Orlando, then. Thank you, Millie. What's your comment on this?
Well, I remember in 2008, Obama promised us a civilian force that was going to supersede, outdo everything. I mean, forget the U.S. military. This was going to be the group that would take care of things. Okay. So in that time, I've been hearing and have not really read anything, but I've been hearing not only has Homeland Security been putting in for these bullets through their budgets, but Social Security is one that has it in their budget, too.
Well, that's actually been mentioned in this same news story. Social Security Administration purchased a large amount of ammunition. The agency issued a post on its blogs explaining that it was standard issue.
Oh, wow. I know. A lot of those old people, you know, they must be
Millie, hold on. I want to ask you if you're worried about this when we come back from this commercial break. Millie's calling us from Sarasota, but you can call us from anywhere. 888-340-3373. He's the actor, Stephen Baldwin. I'm the pundit, Kevin McCullough. We're with you next here on Baldwin McCullough Radio.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here. You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. B
beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster, our own four-herb tea capsules, and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at stoveinacan.com. That's stoveinacan.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
My name is Stephen Hewer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He's become friendlier. He can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he has made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
986.
So the Department of Homeland Security bought $2 billion worth, I'm sorry, 2 billion bullets. 1.6 of them 40 caliber hollow points. 1.6 million of them, cartridge ball rounds. Those don't sound like they would feel very good going through you either.
Well, you know, look at, you know, the Civil War, you know,
and then the Social Security purchased a large amount of ammo recently. The agency issued a post on its blog saying it was standard issue and used by special agents during mandatory quarterly firearms qualifications and other training sessions. Why is Social Security training officers with guns? I thought they gave money to old people.
And, you know, I tell you, with all kinds of steroids and vitamins and Viagra and this and that, you know, those old people, They can get out of line any minute now.
You don't like the size of your check? Against the wall. Anyway, as the world's largest Christian university, Liberty University prepares students to succeed in the global marketplace. Liberty's faculty recognizes the principles that made America great, like your government buying 2 billion rounds of ammunition, and they challenge students to defend those principles, maybe even changing the course of the future in the process. Nearly 100,000 resident and online students around the world, Liberty is equipping the next generation to impact that world. Learn more at liberty.edu/champions or call 855-261-3235. That's 855-261-3235. And this section of the broadcast sponsored by Liberty University. We're glad that they're there. All right, back to line one. Millie in Sarasota, you were saying that the president had promised to start a civilian law-keeping law enforcement force in his first campaign. I don't remember that, but what were the details of it?
Well, it was going to be thoroughly trained, thoroughly equipped, and that was scary. And the thing that gets me is that he told us all these things he was going to do, and everyone said, oh, yes, yes. They didn't even think and internalize what he was saying, and now he's doing all those things. Now, after, and you know, when I first heard your call, and I thought, finally, somebody's talking about these bullets that once they hit a person, they almost explode within you. And finally, someone's talking about it. I'm so glad. Now, fast forward to, or go back to December 31st, 2012. The Military Reauthorization Act was signed by Obama, passed by Congress, and I think they were all on a holiday when that bill came up because it stripped us of so many of our security resources embedded in our Constitution and the Bill of Rights.
Yeah.
And But Obama said, oh, he'd never put any of those provisions into force. Okay, fast forward or go back to March of 2012. Another bill came through, passed by our total Congress, and this one really stripped us of our Bill of Rights. And again, he said, oh, he would never inter American citizens without access to jury and a lawyer, and there were so many things in that bill, and nobody talks about them. It scares me about all the things that go on, and nobody knows about them. The NAFTA superhighway that goes from all the ports of Texas through, Mexico on the West Coast, through Mexico, right up through America, but there's an international checkpoint in Kansas City. This superhighway goes right up into Canada, over to Montreal.
Why does that bother you, Millie? What's?
Because
I've heard a lot of people complain about the superhighway, but I've never understood the criticism. If it gets you from north to south the fastest, what's the problem with it?
Oh, the problem is we have an international checkpoint at Kansas City. And if you look at the map of that highway, the people that are striking out or did strike out on the coast of California at the ports there, they don't have to worry about striking or even having a job because all the things coming in will come in through Mexico.
I don't follow your connection there at all.
Because there are very little spurs going out to the West Coast in California.
All right. Millie, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Let's refrain from all conspiracy theories tonight and just keep it relegated to the ones about the bullets. Because I can't follow the super highway, et cetera, et cetera. We got less than a minute. So Jim in Phoenix and Mark in Orlando, hold on. You're gonna be next when we come back. This is Baldwin McCullough. We're glad you're with us. Online at BaldwinMcCullough.com. But why does TSA and Homeland Security need 2 billion bullets?
While claiming to represent their members, AARP supported legislation that over 50% of their members oppose. Why exactly would AARP support Obamacare while the majority of their members don't? Easy. It was good for AARP, and they stand to reap a windfall of over $1 billion. Many people feel they have no alternative. They have to depend on AARP for benefits, insurance, and Medicare supplements. Not true. There is a real alternative for people who believe in limited government and fiscal responsibility. AMAC, the Association of Mature American Citizens, the leading alternative for adults over 50. AMAC offers a united voice, information advocacy, and the discounts and benefits you need, like insurance and travel. For less than $1 a month, you can join today. Go to AMAC.us or call 888-262-2006. Over 500,000 Americans now trust AMAC. Join AMAC now. Go to AMAC.us. That's AMAC.us. That's 888-262-2006. AMAC is better. Better for you. Better for America.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Actors, models, singers, and dancers. Is it your destiny to perform? If so, don't be fooled by the big talk and fake ads for Disney or Nickelodeon. Get real. You need the right training and exposure. AMTC, Actors, Models, and Talent for Christ, is coming to over a dozen North American cities in the month of January. Visit AMTCAudition.org or call 1-800-STAR-420. Success in the entertainment industry is about more than your talent. It's about what you know and who you know. Find both at AMTC. That's AMTCAudition.org. Children, teens, and adults, if you have a calling to be in film, fashion, music, or theater, this is your chance to do it right. AMTC is coming to over one dozen cities in North America in January. To learn more, visit AMTCAudition.org. Or call 1-800-STAR-420. AMTC is a nonprofit ministry, and the auditions are free. Sign up today. AMTCAudition.org.
Baldwin McCullough Live, Saturday night, 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373 is the number. We got all the phone lines are just blowing up right now because people want to know.
Bullets.
Barack Obama buys 2 billion bullets.
Barack's billions of bullets.
Barack's billions of bullets. Like, and I just want to know. up with that, people? I think we should go right to Mark on line three. I just want to see what Mark has to say from Orlando, Florida. Jim, we're getting to you next. Mark, welcome to Baldwin McCullough Live.
Thank you. I was calling to clarify some things on the weaponry and rounds.
Thank you, sir.
Go ahead.
Okay, your cartridge ball that you were referring to, I believe it was a 9mm.
Uh-huh.
That would actually be a military round. That's a hard ball with a full metal jacketed round.
So what does the Department of Homeland Security need with the cartridge ball round, man?
Well, that's more acceptable in the case of an enemy attack or something like that. What disturbs me more is all the 40 caliber hollow point rounds. Because those cannot be used in a war situation. If we're being actively invaded by another nation or something like that, not that I really think that's going to happen. I don't think that's a concern.
Now, hold on. Now, Mark, let me jump in, Mark. Mark, let me. Stephen Baldwin here. Because this is like, to separate out this thought is very important.
This is very scary stuff.
So your comment to Jackie was simply, hollow point bullets, per the Geneva Convention, cannot be used by the military, yes?
Correct.
Okay.
It's a war crime.
So for Homeland Security to buy hollow point bullets, and I think it was what, 1.6 million?
Yes.
Or billion?
That was just of the 40 caliber. Then there were another 10 million 9mm hollow points that they also bought.
My point is simply this, and Mark, you seem to know weapons and all this sort of thing better than we do. So my question is this. If they're buying all these hollow points, they're not for target practice. And if they're for Homeland Security, then obviously a hollow point bullet purchased by Homeland Security would be used to protect the homeland.
Correct.
So in your wildest...
Against supposedly domestic threat.
So, Mark, go ahead, brother. Please, say what you want to say. Shoot from the hip. Give me your honest interpretation of why Homeland Security would buy tens and tens and tens and tens of millions of hollow point bullets. What would they need them for?
It's the thoughts that can come to mind are only quite disturbing. But I also had another point about the L.A.
But wait, we want to know what the disturbing thoughts are, though. Because I think everybody listening is thinking a certain degree of those disturbing thoughts, but no one's willing to say them. Do you think that they are intended to be used against Americans?
Against the civilian population of this country? That's the only thing they could lawfully be used for training and for use on our civilian population.
Well, we already said there's you have to rule out training because they wouldn't buy hollow point bullets to use for training. I want to go there.
They actually might.
They would use hollow points for training?
In many cases, somebody will use the same ammunition they're going to carry.
Ah, okay. All right.
Because the recoil is different. So for ultimate precision and so forth, you know.
Fair enough.
You want to use
fair enough.
The same
but
ammunition.
That doesn't rule out what you said a moment ago, which is Homeland Security training with hollow points and then the only logical, reasonable reason that they would have these weapons or have these bullets would be to use against Americans.
Correct.
Mark, I just did the math. That's 7 rounds per every man, woman, and child in America today.
Yes, something along those lines.
That's just disturbing.
Yes, it is.
They get 7 shots at me. And that's just if they, you know, needed all 7 shots against Steven.
Well, what can I say about that?
They get 14 cracks at both of us with hollow points before they move on to the next guy.
All I got
to
say...
You do not be one hit by one of those.
All I got to say is this, yo.
Not a 40 caliber one, no.
You come at me with a 40, you're going to get an answer that's a 40, baby. That's all I got
to
say.
Yeah, but you don't have hollow points. You're not allowed to buy them.
Yes, I am. Of course I am.
That's civilians aren't allowed to buy them, are they?
You can carry 40 caliber hollow points, hyper shock and stuff like
we
that.
We can?
Absolutely.
Oh, okay, then I'm loading up.
I bought some for my 45.
Okay, good.
I got them under my pillow. Come on, bro.
Can we touch on the 50 caliber situation there?
Yes, because that's a scary situation in SoCal right now.
Okay. very most likely he does not have an anti-aircraft weapon.
I didn't think he did.
Machine gun. What he would probably have is a sniper rifle, either semi-automatic or bolt-action sniper rifle.
But can't he...
machine gun, the M2, just the barrel and receiver, just that weighs 84 pounds.
Right, so the sniper rifle... Let me ask you about this, Mark, because my father-in-law called, and my father-in-law is a Southern Californian, and I do an afternoon drive show in Southern California, and this has been on everybody's mind. But if he has a sniper rifle, that means he can hit something at close to a mile in distance. Is that correct?
Well, a really good sniper could hit even further than that. However, from what I understand, this man's only a marksman rated in the military, and he's probably not going to be able to engage at that range accurately. But it's still a weapon that can reach out and get you from
a long way away. And if he's up on mountains... And he's got, you know, a couple of those and a few machine guns and some other handguns.
Mark, quick question.
This guy's ready for bear.
Mark, quick question. You sure sound like you know what you're talking about. Are you former military yourself?
Yes, I did 8 years in the Marine Corps.
Well, thank you for your service, brother.
Absolutely.
We appreciate it.
Thank you, sir.
Absolutely. My pleasure.
Thanks for your call.
Keep listening to Baldwin McCullough. Thank you. Jim in Phoenix, we're going to get you, but we're going to start the call, and then we're going to have to carry over the break. So welcome to Baldwin McCullough Live on a Saturday night. Hi.
Yeah, good show. First time I'm listening in, actually. I found it on the radio. It's a great show. A couple of things. I'll do a slight diversion to YouTube if you want to pull up some of the Jesse Ventura stuff. They talk about FEMA camps and internment camps and all these bullets and everything else, and maybe they're buying so many bullets.
Okay, Jim, hold on. You're going too fast for us. We've got to slow you down. Stay with us through the break. We'll come back, let you make the full case. It's Baldwin McCullough Live.
What do you want out of 2013? Do you want to improve your relationships? You want to increase your income? You want to expand your influence? What if you could find a step-by-step guide to getting everything you want out of life? How much would you pay? Do you struggle with increasing your income or getting a promotion or growing your business? Do you struggle with negativity in your business or relationship or in your finances? Do you struggle with the balance your life has between business and family? Do you struggle with being misunderstood or the lack of motivation in others close to you? What if you could find a book that showed you exactly how you could become wealthy, acquire charisma, power, and influence, and most of all, multiply the success you already have and open the door for more? What if that book was free? Call right now to get your copy. 866-760-8255. Danny Johnson, First Steps to Wealth, is free to you right now. 866-760-8255. Call now. 866-760-8255. That's 866-760-8255.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Looking back on 2012, I know personally I'm thanking God that my family and I made it through the year. From natural disasters like Hurricane Sandy and the devastating summer drought to the family hardships brought on by a disastrous economy, our hearts go out to those that have lost everything. My friends at eFoods Direct hear from customers every day that are fortunate to weather life's storm by having a supply of food on hand. Danny from New York City wrote in following Hurricane Sandy and said, "Almost all the grocery stores are closed, but I managed to get my eFoods just in time to be able to help my sister sister and my niece. Bottom line, it's better to be prepared 10 years too early than one day too late. Heed Common Sense's warning and do what I've done. Call 800-409-5633 today or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. They have the best tasting, long-term storable food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 and ask about the Alex Jones special or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Get self-sufficient today. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
For America.
McCullough Radio, thank you for being here live every Saturday night. And I mean literally live from Fairbanks, Alaska to Orlando, Florida, from where else? New York City to San Diego. I'm trying to do all the point-to-point stuff here. Reno, Nevada to San Antonio, Texas. Washington, D.C. to Salt Lake City. International Falls, Minnesota to Atlanta, Georgia. Colorado Springs to Tampa Bay. Phoenix to Charlotte. I'll throw one more in there. Denver to, pick your city in South Carolina. I don't care anywhere. But that's where all we are tonight. It's Baldwin McCullough Live. Thank you for being with us. Now, Jim is in Phoenix listening to a great station, KFNX. And, Jim, before the break, you wanted to tell us about a lot of these different things. But before you weigh in on all the other peripheral conspiracy theories, talk to us about tonight's issue. 2 billion bullets that Homeland Security has purchased. What is your reaction to that?
It's a lot of bullets. And, you know, whether they're military grade or not, they're still being purchased by Homeland Security, not by the military. So that's a big point of concern. What I was going to say, though, regarding hollow points is a lot of times they're purchased as a safety measure because they enter the target and don't pass through. They'll break up inside the target, and they won't injure people on the periphery by passing through. So that the main reason is not the devastation of the hit, but the usual inability of the round to go all the way through the body and wound somebody else.
Right. Its intention is to do damage and be something that creates more stopping power
on the specific target specifically.
Yeah, without wounding somebody else. A real quick way to determine the size of the bullets, if it's a 40 caliber, it's decimal 4 of an inch, so it's less than half an inch. And
So Stephen fibbed a little bit to me.
Well, he thought it was about 2/3 of an inch. It's not that big.
It's a little more than a third.
Well, what I find interesting is that a 45 caliber is half the size of a shotgun slug. You know, the single bullet within a shotgun shell that they call a slug
right.
is 77 caliber
yeah.
and travels twice as fast as a 45.
Well, that thing will kill an elephant. Not really, but I mean it's a pretty big it's a huge bullet.
Right. Now the other thing is that if somebody wants to get up to speed on a lot of the theories of what's going on, go on to YouTube and just pull up Jesse Ventura, and he has all these old conspiracy shows about FEMA internment camps and what they're trying to do with the Constitution. Another guy called Anonymous, he has a lot of videos up there. Discussing.
All right, Jim. We got it. Check them all out, and thanks for the call. We're up against another hard break. It's Baldwin McCullough Live from New York. Stay with us.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our Heart Month sale with prices from 6 years ago. Starting now until February 28th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling. To help you help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendo.